only we could see into the future, if only we knew what was coming so that we could prepare for it. And yet, would you really want to know what's coming? Would you really want to know the day and the hour of your death? I don't think so. But what we do need, you and I, is some real wisdom when it comes to our future. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today we're going to be looking at your future from a whole different perspective. If the truth be known, our past is completely out of our control. Of all the things in our lives that are out of our control, the past is the biggest one, because no matter what you do, you cannot change the past. And so what many people do is they turn their attention to the future. What's going to happen? What's next? Will it be something good or something bad? I mean, we're always hoping for something good, right? Our default position is that life should be a bed of roses 100% of the time. But, you know, there are little things that niggle away at us. A dark cloud emerging over here, an ill wind blowing over there. And before you know it, you're worrying about your future. In fact, if you took a stock take of your thoughts over just the next 24 hours, you might well be surprised just how much of your time you spend worrying about your future. So if perhaps you have those negative thoughts swirling around in your head and in your heart, here's a word from God to set you free. Because that is what God's word does. It sets us free in a way that nothing else can, in a way that no one else can. Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 and 26. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than them? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to the span of your life? Good question, Jesus. Who, by worrying, can add a single hour to their life? In other words, worrying doesn't produce a single positive outcome, not a one. In fact, these days, doctors will tell you that worry causes stress, and stress can actually cut your life short. Do you believe that God loves you or not? Well, if you do, then you can go on and live your life as though that's true, because it is. He does love you, according to Jesus. Not me, you understand. According to Jesus, he will provide your every need. And that means you no longer need to worry about anything. Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today. There's absolutely no point in worrying about tomorrow. There are no surprises there for God. There's nothing there that he can't handle. Keep your eyes on today and be the best you that you can be today. Because your ultimate tomorrow, your ultimate destiny, is a heavenly prize that's beyond anything that you or I could imagine. When we think about the future, we mostly just think about our future here on this earth. That's what appears most important at the moment. What's going to happen to my health, my finances, my marriage, my children? Where am I going to live if things don't go the way I'd planned? We have plans, you see, and anything that looks like it's going to disrupt those plans, even if actually God has something much better for us than we'd planned, we get all touchy and we start to worry about it. But let's lift our eyes for a moment and look at the eternal destiny that God has for you and me. Because eternity, compared to our days here on this earth, is an incredibly long time, right? Yes, we suffer on earth. Yes, there are tears and there's pain and there are things in your life right now that you wouldn't have wished upon yourself. But they're there and that's it. In the middle of that reality, in the middle of your reality, God has this to say to you today. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that's about to be revealed to us. There's just no comparison between then and now, because one day in the not too distant future, the home of God will be among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things will have passed away. Revelation chapter 21, verses 3 and 4. See, That's where your life is headed if you believe in Jesus. That's the ultimate destiny. That's the certain hope, the rock solid, certain hope that God is giving you today. And I believe that he wants you and me to accept that certain hope into our hearts right now. Whatever suffering you're traveling through right at the moment, you have a future that is beyond anything you can ever imagine, ready and waiting for you. And Jesus has gone ahead to get things ready. John chapter 14, verses 2 and 3, he said, "In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also." So my friend, take courage today. Your life is headed towards an eternity in the presence of God, an eternity where you will worship him, enjoy him, be with him without end. And the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed to you soon. Man, God has such an amazing future plan for you and for me. It's a future that Jesus died to purchase for us on that cross. It's a future that he rose again to give us so that we could have the gift of eternal life. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 54 to 58. "When this perishable body puts on imperishability and this mortal body puts on immortality, then the saying that is written will be fulfilled. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved, be steadfast, immovable, always excelling in the work of the Lord, because you know that in the Lord your labor is not in vain." You see, the eternal future that's coming our way is meant to make a powerful difference to the way we live our lives now. Therefore, be steadfast and immovable. Therefore, because of the eternity that's coming your way, excel in the work of the Lord, because you know that it's not in vain. So many people worry about their futures when, in fact, in Christ, their future is secure. So many people believe in Jesus. They believe that they're saved, but they don't let that faith impact the certainty with which they live, the hope with which they love, the power with which they go on, the joy with which they approach each day. Friend, if you believe in Jesus, you have such a future ready and waiting for you today. Live your life with that future in mind. Live your life with the certainty of that future filling your heart. When you shed this earthly body of sickness and sin, you will put on eternal imperishability and spend that eternity in the presence of the living God forever and ever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. That's good news, isn't it? It's fantastic news. And it's news that we here at Christianity Works want to shout from the rooftops. That's why this program that you've just been listening to is heard not just here on your station, but through over 1,350 stations across 160 countries. But producing these messages, making them freely available to all those stations, well, that's something we can only do with the generous support of friends like you. And yet, we face so much spiritual opposition in so many places because, frankly, our enemy, the devil, doesn't want millions of people each week hearing about Jesus. So can I ask you a huge favor? Would you pray with me that God would open many, many more doors around the world for us to share the stunningly good news of Jesus Christ with the lost? Because our heart, God's heart, is to reach the unreached with his love. We receive so many letters and emails from people in the UK, Europe, Africa, Asia, the Pacific nations, telling us how powerfully God has used his word to radically transform their lives. That's why we do what we do here at Christianity Works. So if you're serious about praying with me, you can check out this month's prayer points at ChristianityWorks.com. And while you're there, don't forget that there's a treasure trove of resources in the Media Lounge, so conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching you need for today. Topics like relationships, marriage and family, the Holy Spirit, the devil, lots, lots more. God's word is so powerful, so check out that Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com, because I want to see your life transformed as you receive God's word into your heart. I'm Bernie Diamond. Been great to spend this time with you. I'll catch you again same time on Monday. with a different perspective.